And good morning. You're listening to Health Notes from the Hearts of a Natural Woman. And I'm Kinshasha. Good morning. You don't have to believe in miracles to experience them, but you do have to show up to heal the spiritual way. Today, an international medical scientific group with several thousands of medical doctors from around the world are verifying these healings. Thanks to a nationwide lecture series in 170 cities, you can learn more about the Bruno Groening Circle of Friends, receive a healing opportunity for yourself, and experience peace of mind. We have a Dr. Mathis Camp and a Mr. Rich Lee on the line, and they're going to be telling us about this incredible work that's happening. And I'm hoping, Dr. Camp, that we can start with you, sir, and that maybe you can explain to our listeners, what is this spiritual path and the spiritual healing, and why have scientific doctors gotten behind this?
Yes, I agreed also, everybody. I'm calling here from Germany, and I'm glad to have the possibility to explain you something in reference to the upcoming lecture events in Minneapolis, in St. Paul, on the 10th and 11th and 12th of October. I myself, I'm here a medical doctor in Germany, and some years ago I heard from the Bruno Groening Circle of Friends and the possibility of healing the spiritual way. And I'm some kind of open-hearted doctor, despite I'm working in normal medicine, in internal medical care emergency rooms in the hospital in Germany. And myself, my experience was first to check if these healings are real. Therefore, I spoke with healed persons, and I was so astonished to see that even from my experience, so-called incurable diseases, from chronic organic diseases, and other complaints disappeared totally on this way when people learn to open again themselves to a forgotten higher force, which Bruno Groening named the divine force itself. And Bruno Groening was very well known in the 50s in Germany, and he spoke, this force really exists, and everybody can open for this. It's very easy, and you can experience these healings. For me, at the beginning, totally unbelievable, until I saw the medical facts. And that touched me and some other colleagues so that we started to found an internet medical scientific group to make systematic documentation work on these unexplainable healings. And the growth in the last years, was so astonishing for me. We started to have lectures about these healings, and now in the last 10 years we had given about thousands of lectures on all continents, and 100,000 people came to these events. They are free, and these healings continue to happen. The people just learn to open themselves for this force. It's free, there's no money interest, and they can experience this force at home when they just regard some forgotten laws, which are so powerful when you think about them, that we as doctors support this for free. This is the reason for the lecture tour. You spoke about this in 170 big cities in North America with 15 medical doctors from Europe. We close our offices and take vacation to do these lectures over 10 days in different city to help people on this way for free.
So, doctor, what is it about these spiritual healings that are different from, you know, when I think of spiritual healing or energy healing, I think of like Reiki and other forms of healings that people are currently doing. What's different about this spiritual healing?
For me, it was very important to see this is totally free. that Bruno Gröning often said, I am not allowed to sell this force. It's a free, it's a gift from God. He sent this force. It's a very old knowledge. People of today just forgot it. And everybody can do it. It's very simple. You not have to study anything. Mostly people experience during the lectures in which we show medical documentations to help people to understand that there is real such a possibility. They feel often immediately this force in form of a tingling, a running energy flowing through their body, and they are so touched and some spontaneous healings to happen. The main difference is there's no money. It is very powerful. It is not connected to any religion. And it's from the medical point, it's documented. And we have documented and investigations, condition before and condition afterwards, which show us it is medically verifiable.
I want our listeners to know who might have just tuned in that we're talking about spiritual healing this morning. We have some doctors that are going to be international doctors that are in town doing lectures Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday here in Minneapolis and St. Paul to talk about this incredible spiritual healing work and what makes this spiritual work different than maybe others is that, as the doctor said, there's no cost involved, as well as that it's scientifically verified. And we have Mr. Rich Lee on the line as well. Good morning, Mr. Lee. Good morning, Mr. Lee. I apologize about that. From what I understand, you went to one of these lectures, and a lot of things changed for you once that happened. Can you share with our listeners what your experience has been?
Sure. You know, it was on a radio show very much like this. I was listening to, in fact, it was Dr. Camp himself, the same individual who's here. I was listening on the radio in Buffalo, New York, and I heard the doctor speak about the teachings of this man called Bruno Gröning, and I heard about this energy. I heard about approach towards the way we, you know, thoughts and how thoughts can affect our health and our life. And I heard many things that sounded very familiar to me because I personally had, you know, followed, I had come to many of those conclusions myself. And so I went to the lecture in Buffalo at the University of Buffalo, very similar to what is happening now in St. Paul, and I sat there in the room, and the doctor was talking about this energy, and we experienced this momentarily in the beginning, at the end. I felt something. I felt what he was talking about, the tingling. You know, it came over me, and it was very emotional, and after I said to him, after the lecture, I said, you know, I think I'd like to try this and do this in Buffalo, in this area, because the teachings sound like the thoughts that I've had myself about healing and about our responsibility and health. And I felt something, and so I became a community leader. And when I did that, other things started happening. I noticed that the very next day, I had been suffering from severe depression. So for a period of 10 years, I couldn't get rid of it. I found that I could self-medicate myself with something like St. John's Wort. And I noticed that for a few days, I didn't touch the pills. I need them. I felt pretty good. And so I told people this. We had a community hour, and I started telling people about my experiences. So I did this at home, morning and evening, as Dr. Camp said. I absorbed this energy and in the way that he spoke about at the lecture. And what happened was, over a period of weeks, I noticed that I wasn't waking up with arthritis pains anymore. You know, I'm 65, and I noticed that this was October 2002 when I had this experience. And I noticed that the pains were gone. The stiffness in my fingers was gone. And then I noticed other things happening. As a month went by, I noticed that the acid reflux I had in my throat didn't bother me anymore. And then I noticed that the pain in my neck was gone. The osteoarthritis pain seemed to be gone, and in my hip. And then there were other things I noticed as a few months went by. I didn't have any more allergies to cats. I have a cat in my house, and I always would rub my eye. It would get like a golf ball, and that never happened anymore. So I noticed these things. We shared them. And then in our community in Buffalo, as it grew, we had healings that took place with people. One astounding one was a couple of years ago. A friend of mine, I had really wanted him to go to one of these conferences. He went to the community hours, and we talked about how to do this. And, you know, he was an alcoholic for 35 years. He's a construction worker. And he went to the conference, and after he left, he started having this kind of sensation in his throat. Well, he noticed that when he went home, he had no desire to drink. He used to drink about one half case of beer every night, and loaded up with schnapps too as well. He had lots of emotional problems from some situation in life, and he noticed that he didn't have to do that anymore. And that was astounding. And then he got very involved in the circle of friends, because he saw that this was not a problem for him. That drinking his alcoholism was gone. Also, he had depressions. He went through some other experiences that disappeared with some suicidal tendencies he had passed in his life before. And then there were other things that was astounding. He had he's just a construction worker. He had a wall fall on him. He had all these vertebrae destroyed, and was supposed to have surgery. And then the doctor said they couldn't do the surgery because it was too severe. Well, he's back at work now, and he's doing fine. And that's recovered from that. So I've been witness to many, many kinds over the period of years I've been involved, many, many different kinds of healing, sometimes in the very lecture room where the doctor is giving this introductory talk. And as what happened to me, I've seen that in rooms that I was in with another doctor where people had symptoms disappear and stay gone, like an 80-year-old man in Washington, D.C. with shaking leg syndrome. The doctors couldn't do anything. He had it 7 or 8 years. And he was shaking. He didn't think he could sit still during the lecture. And now he's fine. It's gone. He's so happy about that. And his wife, her depression's left her. Someone with a heart problem disappeared. The problem disappeared. So this goes on. It is miraculous, but there's something here that people need to know about, because this really does work. And over the period of years, I've talked to people who have had healings take place. These people come in with medical information and tell us that this really happened. And how can you disregard it? This is something that everybody has to know about.
Wow. All I can say to that is, wow. You know, I'm wondering, Dr. Camp, if in terms of the documentation of the kind of healings that people have had, and certainly, Mr. Leo, the things that you've talked about are profound. Is there a certain kind of person who receives a healing? Is there a specific kind of condition that this works with and others that it doesn't?
I see a lot of different people experience healings, and I just know when Mr. Gröning said what is necessary to experience the healing, and that is explained during the lecture, that you learn to open again for this forgotten divine force. And this force is Mr. Gröning said, it comes from God, and mankind forgot it, and it's more powerful than disease. And it's the life force. It's the force which determines and gives your body life. And this is the only force which is able to give you really a complete healing back in such a simple way. And I experience old people. I experience young people. Some experience spontaneous healing. Some has to wait. I can't tell anything that there are specific persons to experience healing. It's just a gift. Mr. Gröning often emphasized healing can't be demanded. You can't pay for this. you can't, but you can request this in a humble way, and you can follow and take this forgotten law serious again. And they are simple to take serious again, and then healing can happen. You are never allowed to promise, and this is finally a present, a gift from God. And I was so, I've lecturing in many countries. I've been in Israel, South America, in Russia, in India, in Iran, and some colleagues have been in China, Japan, Australia. And in all the countries, we experience the same. It doesn't matter which religion the people have. They are looking for something which can help them for free, which is simple, which not is connected with expensive seminars, and which everybody can apply. And therefore, these lectures are so successful, because when doctors speak about such a topic, people trust, oh, they are a specialist. They know what they speak about. And when then they have the possibility to experience it, that's the thing people need. We have been also in Africa, simple condition, but the people are able to open their heart, accept this, believe this, they feel the power, and they experience the same, like we in the wealthy countries. And this is something I'm so touched by, and I'm so glad that these things are no fairy tales, that these things are really in our modern times, and that gives us doctors the motivation to do all what's possible for us in our private time to spread this word and to give people this, the hand and the possibility to experience it on their own. And that's what's possible in Minneapolis, and we have it on the internet. There's a page in www.bruno-groening.org/North America. And there all the lectures are listed, which took place all over the country. It will take place all over the country, mainly those in the area of your station on the 10th of October at 7 p.m. in Lake Harriet Spiritual Community, 4401 Upton Avenue South, the 11th of October in St. Paul Area Concert of Churches in 1671 Summit Avenue, and the 12th of October in Spirit Union Interface Church in Minneapolis. And there's also a phone number in Minneapolis, a contact person under 512-799-7162. 512.
I think that's six. That must be 612. Is our area code? 612.
Excuse me. 612-341-0980.
Oh, you know what? That's and you know what? That's our phone number here at the station.
Okay.
And let me give you the number. You know, the number that I have here is 773-732-5093, which isn't a Minneapolis or isn't a Twin Cities area code, but folks can call there. I just want to remind them one more time, Doctor, of what you said in terms of where these lectures are going to be happening at. The first one is going to be tomorrow night at 7 p.m., October 10th, at Lake Harriet Spiritual Community Church at 4401 Upton Avenue South. And on Wednesday, October 11th, it's going to be at the St. Paul Area Council of Churches, which is at 1671 Summit Avenue in St. Paul. And on Thursday, the October 12th, it's going to be at Spirit. The lecture is going to be at Spirit United Interfaith Church at 3204 Como Avenue Southeast. And again, the number that I have been given is 773 area code 732-5093. It's absolutely fascinating. I guess the one piece, the piece that is most fascinating to me, and why what I really want to understand myself, I'm delighted about the ability to come and open myself up to a gift that already exists from Spirit. But why are medical doctors getting on board and getting the word out about this. Why are they so and doing it on such a large scale internationally and doing this free of charge? I understand the motivation of Bruno, but what has been the impetus on the part of doctors to become a part of this?
You see, we as doctors, from our profession, we want to help. And we are not fixed on one system. I work in the normal universitarian way of medical treatment, and I like the medicine. I know the medicine is important and necessary. But when you came in contact or come in contact with such a possibility, which shows you that there is much more possible to help people, then I think every doctor who has a heart and really wants to help is touched simply being as a human and wants to support, because the main determination of any doctor is to help. And this is the only reason we experience this force on our own. I've seen it with patients. I've seen the facts. And that touches us simply as human beings wanting to help. And therefore, we do this. And Mr. Gröning, he has the same background. He was a very simple, natural man. And he said, I don't tell you anything new. It's old knowledge. You should have known this. I just tell you again about this old knowledge, about this force. And I just ask you to take it serious. And I see people are so bound in their daily duties that they see so many things for important, and they forgot themselves. They forgot that they need not only the material food, but they need a force, the force of life. And this is necessary to be opened for. And therefore, we have communities that they can meet, and therefore we have the lectures, they can come together. And you can understand, for a medical doctor, it's the highest thing to experience these old laws again, to experience that diseases with which seems to be incurable just disappeared. This is something which is touching us so deeply that we do this. I can't give you other words or explanation for this.
I'm going to ask Mr. Leo one more question in terms of your experience going to the lecture. I'm just wondering, once you were open to this spiritual energy, were you able to access it from that point on?
Yeah, well, you know, I was able to access it because I had continuing things that were going on with my life. And the interesting thing in the circle of friends, one thing is, once we've been introduced to this energy, this absorption of this energy, it's possible to pass it on to other people. And so even in my request for that it be passed to other people, I saw amazing things happen. And I saw, you know, my daughter, who had terrible difficulty with a bedridden and was in danger of having preeclampsia and some other symptoms, I saw those symptoms disappear. I saw the edema go away, the high blood pressure leave, and other symptoms. I had the relatives who had, a niece with her stomach removed from the Gulf War. She had some parasite. And I saw a huge promise to life of nothing but pain and infections. And that all went away. In fact, I just had a wedding. My son was married. I'm out in the West right now. And my niece was at the wedding, and she feels fine. I've seen this happen with many people. Lives just changed. Symptoms disappeared. In my life, it's ongoing. And I see that, as I go into these golden years, I feel pretty good. And I have to attribute it to this energy that I absorb continually. And it seems to build up like a battery. Bruno Gröning said that, if he had cell phones, then he would have said it's like the body's like a cell phone. You know, you just kind of have to plug it in every day and keep the charge up. You know, it's like having a battery that you need to have charged. And, sleeping does that a little bit, but But life activities during the day wear down this energy, and it needs to be renewed. And it's like sustenance, you know, just like you need to renew this energy in a very simple way. It's this very, very uncomplicated approach towards absorbing it allows us to continue leading happy, healthy lives. I've also seen people who have had not just physical problems disappear, but emotional problems. You know, when you're connected, when you're grounded like this, when you're tuned into the source, you know, when you have access to this energy, your life can be different. It can be happy again. And you know how stressful life is today in the society we live in. We have so many things that we get stressed about. And this is one way to eliminate that stress and allow the body to heal and to mend. And that's it over and over again. Did that answer your question?
Very much so. Very much so. You know, I'm going to have to end our conversation. I have Mrs. Weiss is going to be calling in and sharing some last thoughts about this. But I really want to thank both of you for calling into the station and sharing with us about this incredible healing work that's available to all of us. And you know, I wish that there were more things on the planet that people understood that they were a gift from the Creator and gave it as the gift that it is. And so I really want to thank both of you so much for sharing with our listeners this incredible good news. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you for allowing us to speak on your show.
All righty.
Yes.
And I'll make sure that I let our listeners know again before our program is over where they can go for the lectures. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
We're going to take doctor sent me this music that goes along with the healing, so enjoy it, and then we'll have Mrs. Weiss on the phone to tell us a little bit more about this healing from her perspective. Going to continue our conversation about this spiritual healing and the scientific group that's here in the Twin Cities tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday. I'm absolutely fascinated by it. Lucas Wagner is on the line, and Lucas is one of the organizers of this tour here in America. Good morning, Lucas.
Good morning.
Sheriff, you know, I'm fascinated because certainly when we're talking about healings and we're talking about doctors and you're talking about giving this to humanity, it's pretty incredible to me. I'm playing the music that one of the doctors sent to me to download in the background because it just seems obviously very perfect for what we're talking about. Share with our listeners, there's just something about this that is kind of unbelievable to people because it just isn't something that happens every day. And so share with our listeners from your point of view, what's going on here and why is this being available to us? Why is this made available to us?
Well, you see, I heard about these teachings for the first time 3 years ago. And I was totally healthy myself, not seeking for any help, but I just was interested. And this, what you just mentioned, is actually what impressed me from the beginning, was that people who were really in desperate situations, who had visited many different physicians and therapy possibilities, sometimes traveling far away, spending a lot of money, and basically being in constant pain, and just like Dr. Kamp mentioned before, young people, older people, and to experience that just by sitting there, listening to this music, and just doing these very simple things that Bruno Gröning teaches us to do, separating from illness and absorbing this thought of health, and just open yourself to that gift, and then experiencing this, that people come back, you know, to the next session and then just tell you that they woke up the next morning, that all the symptoms were gone, that suddenly they feel totally free, that they feel full of joy, freed from this slavery, this pain that they had for so many years. And I very soon myself became one of these volunteer helpers. I'm accepted to lead a local community in Vienna, Austria, and also accepted to join this tour because just like the physicians, for us laymen in the medical field, there is nothing more beautiful than to give this gift to other people so that they can experience help and healing for their own lives.
I'm so amazed at this. I'm wondering, has it been in your experience and in what the doctors have said, does spirit or the universe kind of, I mean, a lot of folks have a lot of different kinds of problems. So is spirit just orderly in what is decided is going to be healed at a given healing session?
I hope I got you correctly. The main principle of this spiritual healing of Bruno Gröning's teachings is basically the concept of orderliness, and that God is order himself, and that this is what we want to regain within our body, that illness is nothing else than a foreign object. It's not part of the body. And therefore, once this force started to work its way through the body, it's an ordering force which step by step will recreate order within the body. If you want a picture, it's simply God regaining the lost ground within yourself. And this can be physically speaking within your body, but then in all aspects of your life where you realize that this order won some ground, and by absorbing that energy and then following your intuitions and the thoughts that you get, you do what you need to do to let this force work, and then suddenly realize how step by step you get this gift of an orderly life in all aspects, health and all around.
I'm very, very moved by this work. And there's something about this music is this music a part of the healing?
Well, you know, this music was composed by Bruno Gröning's friend himself, who's actually a lay composer. He's not a professional composer. He's just doing this as a hobby. And The reason we play the music is that it's a heart opener. It's not a musical therapy. It's just something that helps people to let go from negative thoughts and open themselves. And the experience is that almost half or 80% of listeners of the auditorium during our lectures immediately feel something, some immediate reaction to this opening and during that music.
I was going to say, I'm feeling it. I'm definitely feeling
great.
It. So when people come to the lecture, and I want to remind our listeners where and when they can when they can come to the lectures. It's this week, so if you're going to come, don't put it off. It's going to be tomorrow, October 10th, at Lake Harriet Community Church at 4401 Upton Avenue South. And all of these lectures are at 7 p.m. On Wednesday, it's going to be in St. Paul at the St. Paul Area Council of Churches at 1671 Summit Avenue in St. Paul. And on Thursday at Spirit United Interfaith Church at 3204 Como Avenue Southeast. I have a phone number of 773-732-5093. When folks come to the lecture, will they understand how this works?
Immediately. And this is actually our most important task that we see during this lecture. We have a medical part where we have our German physician traveling with us, Dr. Schlenzig from Frankfurt, and he'll be given the commentaries. He'll be presenting healings. He'll be commenting on the healings that will be told by two friends who came from Germany also to tell about their own story and what they experienced. But then we will also have a large part of the lecture where we'll explain exactly what it is that Bruno Gröning said that one needs to do in order to open to that force. And so people will immediately be put in a position to do it for themselves and continue further on to practice it for themselves.
And we'll be able to share this healing work with other people as well?
Excuse me?
Will we be able to once we learn this, will we
be
able
to share? Of course. These teachings are so simple that very often people experience healings even just by applying these very simple exercises on their own. But experience has shown that with time, it is much more powerful to join in these local communities that are organized, and we really hope that we'll find people in Minneapolis and Paul who want to pick up this work, you know, and continue this work for themselves, for their own community. And people then can come together in these communities every 3 weeks and do this then together, which is much more powerful because there you also learn from the experience of others. And it helps to, you know, stay on the track, to continue to be consistent in this exercise in order to reach what you're looking for, be it spontaneously during the lecture or be it after a few weeks or months.
Mm. Wow. I want to remind our listeners that you're listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI, 90.3 FM in Minneapolis and 106.7 FM in St. Paul, where Radio Without Boundaries. The one thing that's amazing to me is that it certainly would be pretty difficult for someone to be kind of hateful and have this music going on in the background. That's for sure. That's pretty incredible. This is the first opportunity that I've had to really listen to this, and I'm just amazed at the shift that I feel in my consciousness just from listening to the music. So I can imagine how incredible it must be in conjunction with these tools that you're talking about. And, you know, our time is up, but I was just hoping that you might have some last words of wisdom for our listeners before we go.
Let me tell you that one of the things that impressed me most is, I'm myself living in Austria, Germany, in Vienna, Austria, I remember these Bruno Gröning friends who told about their own story, and these were friends who visit local communities in former Yugoslavia, and besides the healing, the physical healing that these people experienced on that path, the thing they experienced was that suddenly all the hatred, all the feelings of anger and fear that they had absorbed during the war, during all the negative experiences they went through, all the terrible losses, was suddenly, instantaneously, just taken away from them. They didn't need to do much. It was just not there anymore. And I think this is actually what summarizes this path and these teachings of Bruno Gröning, that just by losing, letting go from all these negative things, you step by step regain order in your whole life. And this is what I hope that we will forward as a gift to all the people who will visit our lectures so that they can use it for their own lives further on.
Thank you for doing the work, and thank you for sharing this with our listeners. Appreciate it so much.
You're welcome. Thanks a lot for having us on your show.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow. That's Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. If you got any more, if you have any questions, call 773-732-5093.